talking today with Brant Vaughter, the Commissioner's of Land Office Secretary today. And Brant, you're kind of new to this position, taking over for Harry Birdwell from the last administration. Tell us a little bit about yourself and just introduce yourself to the listeners out there.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I started July 1st. It's been quick, and I've really enjoyed it. My background, I grew up in Texas, and I've been in Oklahoma for 13 years now, and I come from an oil and gas background. I really enjoyed my short time with the Commissioner's Land Office, the CLO. It's been a lot of fun, and we're gearing up now for the surface auctions coming up in October.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually going to be held mid to late October, right? And you've got several tracts of land, several different auctions that you're going to be looking at. Tell us a little bit about kind of the time frame that you're looking at that these auctions are going to take place.
Sure. We kick off in Beaver County at the fairgrounds on October 14th. And we're holding auctions across the state. And we end on October 29th in Payne County. And we've got about 510 tracts this year of surface to lease, covering about 115,000 acres, and that's across 32 counties all in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. And these, of course, attract a lot of different bidders at all these different auctions, looking for anything from agricultural use to recreation as well.
That's right. So a successful bidder receives a five-year lease, and they can use the lease for agricultural purposes. They can farm it, graze, recreational hunting, camping. It's really been great for the local communities.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the process that's involved in that. That's mostly a live auction. That's the best way to participate, correct?
Right. And so those are held across the state. Live auction, successful bidder receives that five-year lease.
And, of course, that's just to create a lot of equal opportunity for the bidders.
Right. Right. Constitutionally, we're required by law to have those live auctions.
These auctions, they were developed actually by the founders of the state to really benefit our educational system. And they had a real eye looking towards the future in that. So tell us a little bit about the history of this program and the impact that it's had on the state here recently.
Sure. Thomas Jefferson had the original idea as the country was expanding west that lands should be set aside. The revenue generated from those lands would go to benefit public education. Mm-hmm. So in Oklahoma, we have about 750,000 acres of surface. About one-fifth comes up every year for lease, and all of that revenue generated goes to public education. Last year, the CLO distributed a little over $131 million to public education in Oklahoma. That is distributed based on average daily attendance at schools. So every school child in Oklahoma receives equal distribution.
From what I understand, this has been a program that's really outshined some of our other neighboring states and their programs like this as well. This has been one that's been instituted for, since the state's inception, really, and it's really just continued to flourish, it seems like.
It has. We've continued to maximize the revenue for our surface and oil and gas, and we also have a trust that's grown to about $2.5 billion now.
Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, all under the leadership of those commissioners of the land office.
Correct. We have five commissioners. It's the chairman of the board is the governor, Kevin Stitt, and then lieutenant governor, Matt Pinnell, our state auditor, Cindy Bird, our superintendent of public instruction, Joy Hoffmeister, and our commissioner of agriculture, this Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur.
Mm-hmm. And, obviously this program has endured so well because of the investment that's been put back into the land. I know that you're constantly trying to improve the land, build up its water resources and all of its different features across the state.
Yeah, we're constantly battling the invasive species like eastern red cedars. We do soil conservation. And we drill water wells.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and obviously this benefits, all of our educational systems all the way up to the higher education institutes here in Oklahoma. But for people that want more information about this, and of course, anything from the different auction dates and locations and more information on these actual properties that they'll be bidding on, where can they find more information before these auctions actually happen?
You can go to our website. It's probably the easiest. It's www.clo.ok.gov. You'll find the bidding information. We've got maps with track descriptions, how much is wooded, how much is tillable, a lot of great details there. If you'd like to talk to someone, you're welcome to call the office at 405-521-4000.
And again, those dates for everybody listening is between October 14th through the 29th. So be sure to go to that website again. That's www.clo.ok.gov. Or remember, you can always visit our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. Again, that's Brant Vaughter, Acting Secretary for the Commissioners of Land Office here in Oklahoma. Brant, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Carson.
All right.